accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It's Out of Bounds with Qualk and Kelly. Mediocre hosts, but Hall of Fame guests.
It's not just a game anymore.
It's a huge deal.
Noon to 3 p.m. on 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
Take a step back. Take a look at your life. Hug your children. Kiss your wife. Know your neighbor. Leave the keys in your truck. Do yourself a favor.
I gotta be honest. I like all that stuff except for, like, Austin's a great place. Don't leave your keys in the truck, man.
Oh, no. Don't do that, Gary.
Don't leave your keys in your truck.
Nope.
Hug your neighbor, kiss your wife, whatever it is that he said. Yes, love that. Know your kids' names, whatever that is. Don't leave your keys in the truck.
Did the basic nature of those actions give you get-along vibes, or was that just me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Buy a boat, drink a beer, take a walk.
Call
take
the
a
guest.
Step back.
Yes. Yes, it is. It really is. Hug your kids, kiss your wife, no, your neighbor. It has to be one syllable. All right, I got to read this before we get to Will Vandevoort. And of course, when asking, is the Great Barrier Reef in grave danger? We only go to one source here on Out of Bounds. BBC News! According to BBC News, the Great Barrier Reef has not been added to the, this is as of July of last year, has not been added to the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites that are in danger following strong lobbying from Australia. I'm sure that's where this came from.
Oh.
Rats, we couldn't lobby the UNESCO list of World Heritage Sites to put them on the in danger list, so we need to tell people how in danger they are. We could do that with a giant tennis court floating in the ocean. A report from UNESCO, UNESCO, the UN scientific and cultural body, had said that not enough was being done to protect the reef from climate change or to meet water quality targets, but UNESCO's World Heritage Committee has decided to give Australia more time. You got more time. Australia says it has committed more than, what kind of sign is that for your money, man? $3 billion Australian dollars? $3 billion. I think that's what that is. That's a panic. That's a great password. If you're worried about people stealing your password, $3 bb.
It is the Australian dollar.
Okay. To improving the reef's health, it's among Australia's most beloved tourist landmarks. But recent mass bleachings of coral and other problems have accelerated its deterioration.
Oh, no.
And it goes on to talk about why it's at risk. In the past 5 years alone, the reef has suffered 3 mass bleaching events. So unless your tennis court said, and it's talking about like climate change, all this stuff, dirty water, illegal fishing damages coral. But here's the thing. I think unless your tennis court says, don't bleach me, with a quote attributed to the Great Barrier Reef, it's not really getting that message across. Stop bleaching me. So that's what I'll say about the Great Barrier Reef. Maybe it is in greater danger, but we're going to need to know more specifics. Like, because I would think it's people stepping on and crunching the Great Barrier Reef. I don't really know how the reef is in danger. Or like general water pollution.
Wait.
I didn't know people were bleaching the reef. I didn't know that was happening. Bleaching the
I don't know how one does that.
I don't know either.
But I also don't think people are just stepping on a reef
crunch,
the middle of the ocean.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. Other than just general ocean pollution, just everyday pollution, what are you going to do? Anyway, Will Vandevoort.
Wow. Just wow.
Will Vandevoort is a tennis aficionado. I don't know if you know that. Will Vandevoort plays tennis. Willie V, we'll bring him on with this from Clemson SI and the Believe Podcast Network, SCL on Twitter. Willie V, would you play tennis in the ocean if it meant that you had to wear some sort of signage or a shirt that said, save the reefs, don't bleach the reefs?
To play tennis in the middle of the ocean? Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
so you would do
absolutely
that?
Absolutely, I would. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now the only problem is I got to make sure I don't. You know, sometimes, you know, your instincts take over when you're playing sports. We've all been there, all of us. And you dive for a ball when you shouldn't.
Yes.
Well, if I dive for a ball, I might be out in the middle of the ocean. So.
Oh, it's very possible. Yeah, it's very possible.
That would be my only concern is I overextend for a ball. And and I forget that I'm in the middle of the ocean of a tennis court floating in the middle of the ocean. I saw Ross Taylor put that out today. I want to know. How many tennis balls do they have?
Right.
That's the question I ask, because you got to have a buttload of tennis balls. Because I mean, an ace, you're going to lose a ball right there on an ace. You know. And then of course, you know, we're not guys that play Wimbledon and women that play Wimbledon. So, you know, we're going to be, you know, occasionally hitting the one that rockets up into the air.
Oh yes. We're all familiar with that one.
Yeah. That's the thing. Are they supplying tennis balls, or do I?
And you can only the reef supplies.
You can,
them.
Right. That's right. You can, but I'm saying, like, if you're going to invite people to play, you need to scratch their back a little bit, right? You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. We'll supply some tennis
balls. Absolutely.
Or some snacks that are not prepackaged, where we have to throw the wrapper in the ocean.
Since it's Adidas doing it, I didn't know Adidas make tennis balls or tennis rackets. So I guess they do tennis rackets, but tennis balls are always Wilson. I mean, is there any other tennis ball? Maybe, you know, so that's what I always use is Wilson. So I guess maybe Adidas makes tennis balls. I don't know. But I guess that's who would supply the tennis balls.
I hope they're waterproof. Willie V, let's talk about the Steelers here very quickly before we talk more Clemson. Ben Roethlisberger played his last game in a Steelers uniform. How are you doing? What was that like for you?
It was a little surreal, to be honest with you, because it's crazy. I love telling this story because obviously I've been a Steelers fan my whole life. And so in 2003, I remember watching a Miami of Ohio game. And that's the year, I think they went like 12-1 or 13-1 or something like that year. They lost the first game, and then they went on to win the last 13. And anyway, so they were on TV a lot that year, especially with Mac on Tuesday nights and stuff like that. But because they were having such a good year, they were on a lot. And so I remember watching Ben a few times that year, and as I was watching him do his thing where he just would get out of stuff and he'd, you know, sling linebackers like they were, you know, like they were little middle school kids or something, you know, and would get out and throw the ball with four guys hanging on him. I was thinking, man, this guy would be the perfect Pittsburgh Steeler. You know, this is who. And the Steelers at that time were not having a good year. It's the last time they had a losing season, to be honest with you, Kelly. And they went 6-10 that year, and I thought, they're at number 11 in the draft. And I'm like, man, if he could only fall to number 11, we would get the quarterback of the future. And he did. And it was amazing. I remember it like it was yesterday, and I thought, man, we're going to win some Super Bowls again and all this stuff. And, of course, it all happened. So, yeah, it's all Steeler fans are a little sad because, you know, Ben was, you know, he had Terry Bradshaw, and he's the first quarterback since Terry Bradshaw to take Pittsburgh back to the top. So, yeah, it was a little sad the other day watching him play his last game. I'm glad he went out and played well. I still do not like the offensive coordinator, and so I could go on and on about that because I thought he put the cuffs on Ben too much in the first half of games. And if he just let Ben do his in Canada, I'm talking about. If he just let Ben do his thing all the time, I think the Steelers might have had a better season. But I'm glad in the second half he kind of took the handcuffs off and let Ben just be Ben. And Ben went out there and slung the ball around and got made it look respectable and finished his career with a couple touchdowns, no interceptions. So I was happy about that.
You know, ordinarily this show is a no Matt Canada slander show, but I actually agree with you. I felt like he didn't give him a chance to win, really. They basically were just going along to get along there. And look, you know, as a Steelers fan, how important the quarterback position is and how important it is for a team when it doesn't get production from the quarterback to figure out how to do it in a hurry. Clemson brings Hunter Johnson in. What can we expect in terms of role, in your opinion, and how will he enhance Clemson's ability to perform at the quarterback position next year?
Yeah, good question, Clark. I think Hunter's going to come in and he's going to be a stabilizer in that. That's how I look at it in that quarterback room, because when you look at last year, what's the one thing that was missing in that quarterback room? It was leadership. DJ was a sophomore, you know, I mean, he hadn't done enough to where he had this confidence. And in other words, what I'm saying is he needed somebody in there when things didn't go right and things weren't going right. That kind of can be in his ear and say, hey, man, this is what you missed. This is what I saw over here on the sideline. He really didn't have that last year because him and Pupachon were on the same level. And so they're kind of learning together. Didn't have that veteran guy there that can kind of just help them out a little bit. That's what you get with Hunter Johnson. So now you're going to have the freshman and Cade Klubnik there. You're going to have DJ, who's going to be a year older and wiser. But now DJ is going to be able to come over on the sideline, and he's going to have a guy that can say, hey, man, this is what I saw. A guy who's an experienced college quarterback who started some games in the college ranks, understands and has seen different defenses and things of that nature. That's going to benefit whoever the starting quarterback is for Clemson. So I think it's a great move for Clemson. I think he's not going to start for the job. I don't think he's going to compete for the job. He's going to be more of a leader and another coach for Brandon Streeter in that room. And also remember, Brandon Streeter's going up in the box this year. So it's going to be good for DJ to have somebody like that on the field for him.
Willie V, most important NFL-eligible Tiger that Dabo got to return, not Dabo necessarily, but that chose to return to Clemson. Which of these guys do you think will make the biggest impact next year? Is it, I'll give you four, KJ Henry, Xavier Thomas, Tyler Davis, Jordan McFadden. Which one was the most important?
Man, that's like, that's hard because they're all important, I think. I'm going to go two, even though you're not asking, you're asking for one, but I think two are important.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to go 1A and 1B here, and I'm going to go Tyler Davis and Xavier Thomas because I think Tyler Davis with Brian Brzee coming back, now you've really, with him coming in, you've got probably the best defensive tackles in the country. And that's no argument. Nobody can argue that. Those two are the best defensive tackle combo in the country going into next season, and nobody can tell me any different. So that's why Tyler Davis was so important coming back. I think Clemson's going to be so dominant there at the one and the three technique. And then when you look at the outside, you got Miles Murphy, who I thought took a step as a pass rusher this year. He's already been good in run defense, but he took a better step as a pass rusher. So you got him on one side. Now you bring back XT, who can rush the passer better than anybody that we've seen at Clemson since, you know, in a while, as far as pure pass rushing ability. And I think, you know, with those two guys, they could dominate. They can dominate on the outside. So you got two legitimate first-round picks, you know, in the middle of your defense, and then you got two legitimate first-round picks on the outside of your defense. Then you got KJ Henry coming back, Justin Maskell's coming back. You know, you got Rook, and you got E.T. Rubin, and you got Peyton Page and DeMonte Capehart. Kelly, that defensive line is every bit going to rival what that 2018 defensive line was.
Very interesting there from Will Vandevoort joining the program here. As far as McFadden, I think that is one that sort of that the people don't spend a lot of time with because I think it was assumed, but it isn't one of the biggest reasons for optimism coming into next season, the stability on the offensive line, where even the rosy sort of projections going into last season were this offensive line is going to be a work in progress. The fact that they're returning all these guys, isn't that stability a big deal as the offense continues to try to find itself, particularly in the passing game?
I think so, Quark. And remember this, it's a line that got better. And by the way, people forget Clemson led the ACC in few sacks allowed.
So true.
All that everybody talks about how bad they were, but they were good for the most part, taking care of the football. What they weren't good at early in the season was running the football. I thought they got better as the year got on. They figured out what the strengths were for each individual. They also, remember, they had so many mix and matches on the offensive line. They just, like you mentioned, didn't have that continuity for an entire season. I think you bring back, you still got a question at left guard. I think, you know, is Marcus Tate the answer there? I don't know. So they got a question there at left guard, and they're going to try to figure that out in the offseason. But they got better as the season went on, and now you bring back the leader who was the best offensive lineman, all ACC guy, in Jordan McFadden, and that's only going to help things. Walker Parks is going to be – he's going to be a year better. You know, they're going to be better in the middle. It's just a matter, like I said, it's just a matter of that the left guard situation, what they're going to do there. I know they like Hunter Rayburn at center, and they probably want to keep him there. And so Will Putnam going to be third year now starting at right guard. They feel good there. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do at that left guard position. You could keep Trotter and move him in at center. Again, though, he's a bit undersized. Not what you really want to do there. But if you do that, then you can put Rayburn there at left guard, and you'll be okay. But I think if they can figure out something at left guard and keep Rayburn at center, that would be their option. So we'll see what they do, but obviously, yeah, having McFadden back as the anchor of that line is huge for them, and it will only help them next year.
No doubt. I feel like I would lean towards McFadden being perhaps the most important, but, you know, Kwok and I can get into that in the next segment. Willie V, we had Monty Lee on, I believe it was yesterday, Kwok.
It was yesterday, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know baseball season is still a ways away, but it's creeping up. Just give us an initial thought or two as you start thinking about your baseball coverage. Give me a few things that come to mind as you're getting ready for the 2022 Clemson baseball season.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I guess the first question is, when will Will Taylor, and I'm sure Monty talked to you about that too, when will Will Taylor be available to play? As far as we know right now, you know, they're probably in a couple weeks he'll start doing some straight line running. Don't know exactly when that is, Monty said, but, you know, he's going to start doing that. And then when he does that, he can start swinging the bat as well. So he said they'll have a better idea by the time the season starts when he might be available to actually start playing, if he can play. So that's probably one of the number one concerns, right? Monty said some things to us yesterday. We had him on the podcast on Clemson SI yesterday. And, you know, he said some things interesting about, you know, I asked him, you know, what did he learn and his coaching staff learn about themselves in the offseason when they went back and evaluated? And he said one thing they needed to do is they learned they need to be more patient with starting pitching, more patient with starting lineup. He said he called Avant over at NC State. If y'all recall, they went 1-8 to start the season. And Monty went and asked him, says, what did you guys do different? Because I know you had a good team. What did you do different after that 1-8 conference start to get things turned around to get to the CWS? And he says, we have really no choice because of our depth of pitching. It's because of some injuries. We had to stay with our guys. And he said, that turned out to be the best thing for us. He's like, and so Monty said he learned that maybe they need to be a little more patient with things when they go with their starting pitching and when they go with their lineup. That way they can keep their bullpen the exact same as well, and not being asking guys to throw too much during the course of a week. So it was kind of a interesting answer for Monty as he kind of really, you know, got into what he thought as a coaching staff they needed to get better at doing. And that's, you know, hey, Kwok, that's how we all learn, right? We got to fail to succeed. And, I thought it was very interesting the answer Monty gave, and people can go to our podcast and check that answer out if they want to see that. But that's kind of what, Kelly, I'm looking forward to seeing is who's going to be the starting pitching and how is it going to play out and how the bullpen is going to be in the season. Because I think that's where this team's strength can be is their pitching, and we're just going to see if they can carry that into the season and help them as they try to figure out a lineup.
No doubt about that. Willie V, as always, we appreciate it. Check him out on Twitter at Steely Will, Clemson SI, Believe Podcast Network. He is our Wednesday guest. Thanks, my man. We'll do it again next week.
All right, Kwok, Kelly. We'll talk to you all next time.
All right, Will Vandenborre joining us. Really interesting insight from him there. When we return, we'll talk about some nonsense. 654 Roar is the number on the Vibe Robin phone lines. We'll come back in a moment.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 27th through the 30th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 27th through the 30th, and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your kids. 6 and younger are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
We hope you never have to experience water, fire, or mold damage to your commercial or residential property. But if you do, ServiceMaster of Easley is here for you and ready to work with 24-hour emergency service. They don't stop there. They can also mitigate smoke and odors, making your home livable again and your company open for business fast. As fully licensed contractors, ServiceMaster of Easley knows what to do when you don't. For all your water, fire, and mold restoration needs, call ServiceMaster of Easley at 864-855-2373.
If you're looking for designer home furnishings or custom outdoor furniture, your next day trip itinerary should start in Clayton, Georgia at Reeves Home Furnishings. Next, visit the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands, North Carolina for unique art and home decor finds sure to make your neighbors and friends jealous. Come for the day or stay the weekend in Clayton or Highlands and include us in your itinerary. We'd love to meet you. We'll see you soon at the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands and Reeves Home Furnishings in Clayton.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Hey, sports bettors, listen up. Quark here to tell you about the sports book I use, and that's BetUS. We're in the midst of the NFL playoffs, which means it's time to lay down those bets. The sports book I endorse is BetUS.com, and if you want to know why, it's because BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You want a sports book with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, NBA, NHL, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They're going to walk you through how to set up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. You can join now, mention WCCP, and get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BETUS, so should you. BETUS.com. Join today. That's BETUS.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
It's such a
back here on Out of Bounds. Hour number three continues here on The Roar. Out of Bounds today is brought to you in part by the plumbing experts. If you are a skeptic about septic, call the experts, the plumbing experts. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. When you need reliable service, trust in them. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They will take care of it. If you're a skeptic about septic, call the experts, the plumbing experts, for septic service that's right the first time. Schedule your next appointment at theplumbingexperts.com.
You said during a break, Kelly, appreciate Will Vandenborg coming on, that you had a comment about Hunter Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. What do you got? It felt like you have some sort of an issue with the conversation surrounding Hunter Johnson, maybe?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to say it in a harsh way, and then I'm going to kind of figure, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Explain.
Okay.
I don't know why I couldn't find that word. This Hunter Johnson thing does not matter.
Okay.
I think that this is, and I get it, because we need something to talk about. It's January 19th, and it's an interesting story. It's interesting.
I don't even know where this is going. I love this
Look,
so much.
It's an interesting thing. But to say that he's going to have a big impact in that quarterback room and could be, you know, that you're going to see something different than you wouldn't have seen if he wasn't there, that is just Clemson spin. This guy's going to, he's going to be a third string quarterback. And I've heard great things. I'm sure he's a great person. I'm sure he is a good leader, et cetera. But, and he is a veteran. But we've talked about it. He really struggled at Northwestern. This is not a guy that I think is going to really push DJ or K.
And at Clemson, by the way.
Yes, and at Clemson.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is your quarterback play not only has to get a little better where, okay, you have a veteran leader in there that can maybe just help DJ with a few of the little leadership intangibles and then everything's going to be great. No, the quarterback play was flat out not good. Perhaps the worst in the ACC. So I really think that time spent talking about how much of a difference maker this is just, it's a waste of time.
Okay, I'm going to stand. I'm standing. This is great. I love this so much. This is so great. Because this gives me a great chance to go through some really,
I'm
really
saying
interesting
what I feel like some
here.
People are thinking.
Okay.
Let's just all be real. This is not, the only difference is either if DJ improves dramatically or Cade is the real deal and takes the starting job. None of that has to do with bringing in a sixth-year guy to be your third-string quarterback.
All right, I want to make sure we're in agreement before I really dive into this, because I'm going to play Dr. Phil. Because I do think a lot of people are with you. Like, why is this a big deal? And probably are annoyed by this. There are a lot of people who probably are annoyed by this.
I just feel like we have tried to spin it.
Okay.
We've tried to make it this big deal when it's not.
I think some people. Is it fair to say that in the dynamic of the show, that we have different approaches to Dabo's approach to building and doing his program? Like, I am more willing to be on board with some of the hokiness and the stuff on the sloganeering, and like, I'm willing to do that. And we have had this conversation before, because you say that basically you should want a championship every year, and I've said Dabo doesn't, and you've like rolled your eyes and been like, oh, I know, you should expect a championship every year. It's stupid that they don't talk about championships. Do you think that's a fair way to, at least at some points, to characterize our dynamic as we discuss these things?
At some points. Now, I fully believe that Dabo Swinney has earned every benefit of the doubt for what he's built at Clemson. I don't
Correct.
Doubt the man at all.
Correct.
I don't think Dabo thinks this is going to be a game-changing addition. He was
right.
He was looking for a guy who could be a depth piece.
Yes. Yes, he was. Here is why I think this is super. I think this is great, and I think it's better than I ever could have imagined. Okay.
Wait, what are we still talking about the same thing?
We're talking about the same thing. This
Bringing
is a
in
yes,
Hunter Johnson.
It's better than I ever could have imagined, because here's the bottom line, Kelly. Clemson was never going in the portal for a quarterback that it expected to attempt above 0.5 passes this year. They were never going to do that. There are people who so desperately wanted Clemson to come and get an actual thrower of the football to fill a spot on the scholarship group and in the quarterback room. You agree with that? That people wanted an actual thrower to come in. What Clemson actually wants is for the portal to help them fill holes away from the field. Because here's what's interesting. Here's what's interesting about this. And I think we all are viewing this, and I'm guilty of this too. We're all viewing this through the prism of last year, where Clemson had, particularly at wide receiver, early in the season on the offensive line, and even on the defensive line to some degree, an outrageous number of injuries. And so people want Clemson to be able to go in the portal and to actually be willing to go in the portal and sell people that you're going to play, even if actually you're not going to play. You're going to play. So you bring somebody in that's a capable player in from the portal to fill the last 20 scholarships that you have. Like somebody who wants to play, and you sell them that they're going to play and they're not going to play. Because here's what we know about Clemson. We know that outside of maybe quarterback, quarterback is one where you probably could have got away with it. Although, if you bring in somebody who's going to throw, guess who's walking out the door? Five is gone. And now you have new kid on the block or brand new baby freshman. And you have no, like, leadership. You have two walk-ons back there in Wiles and Helms who are probably, like, the preferred walk-on nature. They're the Stetson Bennett walk-on nature, but they're not.
But, Quack, okay, just quickly. I think there is a hole in your argument because Dabo Swinney did not seek Hunter Johnson out.
Correct.
And Hunter came to him and he was like, okay, we could use you.
Right.
So my whole point is that whoever, I don't even think they were planning. Look, Streeter said to the media, we are not planning on going to the portal for a quarterback.
Yes.
So my whole point is that whoever you brought in, if anyone, doesn't matter. It's not going to make a difference.
But he does matter. He does.
Well, obviously he matters as a human being.
He does matter. Because the portal has taught us, which I've been thinking a lot about this. There are like three basic groups of players that come into programs. You have like early signing period guys in the portal. And then you have like this forgotten middle of guys who are out there right now who haven't signed. Or maybe the inflated middle where everyone who remains, because people have had portal departures and they've had decommitments and all that. All of a sudden you have like three stars who everybody and their brother is like, oh, you're great. Come and play for us because we got space. And so you have these three different markets, right? And I think Clemson's preference is to add from the second market or maybe the third market. I see it as the middle market of guys who didn't sign early but also aren't transfers. You're trying to get those guys. To me, Clemson already wants to go into next season with players that it has returning or next up as their actual players, right? They don't feel the need to upgrade. They may be wrong for thinking that. I'm not saying they're right. I'm saying that is how Dabo has approached the transfer portal everywhere except for interior offensive line, where they've actually tried to bring in people who are going to play, right? You think that's fair?
Yep.
And so I think probably they were not going to go get a backup quarterback because they thought this particular backup quarterback did not exist. Because nobody in the portal is saying, I have starting experience, but I'd rather just go be a backup. Literally no one thinks that in the portal at quarterback. Except this one unicorn person who was here before and you like as a person and could potentially be exactly who you need him to be. An on-ramp for Cade Klubnik or a little nudge behind DJ.
But he's not. The nudge is coming from Klubnik.
I don't think that's necessarily. I don't know that we can say that.
If the nudge doesn't come from Klubnik, then that's a whole other can of worms.
But see, I don't necessarily think so because I think people see the backup quarterback right now at Clemson as the same. Like all the backup quarterbacks are the same. Like because Tyson Pumichon didn't push DJ, that Hunter Johnson's not pushing him. Hunter, the version of DJ that we saw last year that threw for 99 yards against South Carolina is being pushed by Hunter Johnson. Trevor wasn't going to be pushed. Kelly Bryant wasn't going to be pushed. Deshaun Watson wasn't going to be pushed. Cole Stout wasn't going to be pushed by Hunter Johnson, but DJ can be pushed by Hunter Johnson. That's my thought.
Okay, but Klubnik is already there and would do the same thing.
We think. Klubnik hadn't been to practice. He hadn't been through a workout. We think. We don't know. I know that Hunter Johnson is good enough to push that guy. If we need him to push that guy. If we don't, then it's fine. Then he's just a dad or an older brother to Cade Klubnik, and he gets him ready to go. My point saying all this is, no, this is not going to amount to a hill of beans in terms of on-field production. This is not going to matter whatsoever, and we should not say it like it's going to matter on the field. If Hunter Johnson is playing meaningful, God bless him, if Hunter Johnson is playing meaningful snaps this season, then if they go 10 wins again, then it will be a miracle. You'll have to say that Clemson is never, ever not winning 10 games. But Hunter Johnson is here to do one thing. He is to provide stability, and he is to provide leadership, and he is to provide competition. And those three things, without needing to play, are not findable. You literally can't find, you cannot bring a quarterback in that wants to lead, prod, push, compete, and doesn't need to play. Hunter Johnson is lit. He's a unicorn. That's why I like it. So now I'm going to sit down. But that's why. Because you're right. It is foolishness for us to talk about him like he's going to matter in winning and losing in terms of what he does on the field. It ain't going to matter. It's his presence every day that I think is a much better room now for somebody to thrive than it was when all your eggs are in the Klubnik basket or all your eggs are in the DJ basket. It's a much better room to foster growth and development and maturation and all the things you need from January through the 1st of September. I yield the remainder of my time.
Oh, my God. You know what, Kwok? You may be right. I just don't think it's going to be that much of a difference maker.
You don't think it's going to matter at all in any way?
It may matter like 5 out of 100% or something.
That's fine.
But I just think that Clemson fans have really jumped on this and really spun it hard. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think I'm spinning. I don't think it's spinning to say this is exactly what they needed. This is exactly what I said they
Streeter
needed.
Streeter literally
for
said
weeks.
They didn't need it.
Yeah, because you couldn't find it. Hunter Johnson wasn't in the portal.
You don't know that's the reason he said that.
He was not in the portal when Brandon Streeter said that.
He said, we like what Helms and Wiles are doing, and they can push our room and all that.
Oh, I'm sure he said that.
Well, he did.
We know they needed somebody to push.
I just feel
DJ.
Like if they needed this that badly, that someone else would have thought of the Hunter Johnson option. It's not like Hunter Johnson is an anonymous person. That idea could have been brought up by someone if this was really needed.
He wasn't in the portal that long, though. Like, they probably didn't know he was transferring. He was in the portal like a week. It's not like he got in the portal at the end of the season. That's my point. I think this was a late option that was now available to them. And yes, he called Dabo, but now everyone sees alike.
That's my point.
Everyone sees alike. Let's go. Let's go to break. We'll talk about this more in our final segment after this.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 27th through the 30th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 27th through the 30th, and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your kids. 6 and younger are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor. Available from 20 horsepower to 60 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer, McCurry's Outboard Repairs, at the Greenville Boat Show, January 27th through the 30th. Call 225-8704.
When your vehicle suffers a mishap, be it an accident, a door dent, or a hailstorm, take it to the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. It's just like their sales and service I've told you about. The same family, the same rated online reviews, the same integrity. It doesn't matter whether you're paying for it or insurance is. The George Coleman Ford Collision Center offers dent, collision, and glass repairs and has a full-service mechanic. No added fees and 100% guaranteed. Call 610-2655. You'll thank me later.
I'm Brandy. You may know me as a branch manager, but I'm also a volunteer and a band mom.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Brandy or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer Wet Jet. With Swiffer Wet Jet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer Wet Jet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Your flagship station for Clemson men's basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Bold prediction, Kelly. Early bold prediction for 2022. God forbid if something happens to Carrie. God forbid. I could see this.
Patterson could be the new voice
leading
of
Al Michaels
Sunday
in.
Night.
Yep. I could see this leading Al Michaels in. Chris Collinsworth rolls in. He rolls in.
I have another theory for Gary Patterson. Being special assistant to the head coach will just be his day job. He will be pursuing his music career in Austin, the live music capital of the world. He will be playing gigs by night and coaching football by day.
Is Austin really the live music capital of the world and not Nashville?
So let me tell you this. Austin claims that. And yes. I remember asking my dad early on, because we'd fly home and in the airport, you fly in and everything in the airport says live music capital of the world. And I used to ask my dad, I was like, is that true? And my dad would say, oh no, it's just something they say. So I don't know. That is the slogan. I guess you measure like the amount of live music shows that are happening weekly or something.
Is that a South by Southwest thing?
Well, no, it's talking about like you can go downtown on a Tuesday night and just find live music at a bunch of different places.
Is South by Southwest in Austin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long has that been happening?
Well, South by Southwest is a lot of different things. There's film, there's music.
Yeah.
Austin City Limits is the music festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Gary may be headlining.
Maybe so. I'm just thinking.
Oh my gosh, Gary and George headlining together.
Because when you said that, I was like, nah, man, you're talking about Nashville. But now I think you sold me. I think you sold me that this could be
Gary
a thing.
I think Gary is trying to, he's trying to make it big in the music world.
Are there record labels in Austin?
Yeah. He could kind of hit that more country indie scene, you know?
Oh, boys, trading in
Gary fits in.
Purple and black for burnt orange. That probably looks better with a cowboy hat on the cover of a country album. Just saying. Bring that band with you. Bring that band with you, GP. Get it done.
You could probably find some of those guys just walking down the street.
All right, text from the 864 says this. Hunter Johnson equals Zebulon Nolan. No. No, he doesn't. No, he does not. Because Zeb was brought in to be a GA. Hunter Johnson is different. He's being brought in to actually play. He's not a GA. They're not bringing him in for a GA. He's not the same. I've seen that comparison multiple times. I disagree. I disavow that comparison.
I think it's very similar.
It's really not. It's really not. Hunter Johnson's not a GA.
Well, he wanted to be.
He did want to be. Zeb Nolan was
but
a GA.
The difference is,
I want to be an NBA player. LeBron James is an NBA player. We're not the same.
Okay. The difference is that Hunter Johnson is not going to start a game this year.
That's correct.
With our boy Zeb.
I will say, a couple people brought up on the text line, if a Kelly Bryant situation happens, let's say Klubnik takes a job, and let's say DJ's pissed and he rolls out. Hunter, you could do worse than Hunter Johnson as your
Chase
backup
Bryce.
Quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do worse than that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
He's the Chase Bryce.
So at that point, it would be a clutch move.
Right. But that is a once in a situation. Like that
no
was
one's
such
smart enough to do
a
that.
Ridiculous situation.
No one's smart enough to do that, to think eight chess moves ahead.
And
nobody's
this is where I think the decision really comes from, even though they weren't going to do this unless Hunter Johnson reached out.
Right.
Is if something, because that actually happened.
That's right. They actually know what it's like to be left with basically nothing.
You can entertain that happening again because it did actually happen just a couple years ago.
That's true. Let's go to Hayden and Paul as we wrap up the show. 654-ROAR is the number on the Vibe Broadband phone lines. What's up, Hayden?
Hayden Hill, yes. I think the scenario I was going to bring up with the Hunter coming in, you just discussed it, but I truly believe our young quarterback will have DJ on the bench in the early part of the season, and I think DJ will hit the transfer portal, and I think you'll have Hunter to fill that void.
Look, I could certainly see that play out, as you said. My concern would be if you did, like I say, this is why I think it's important to at least have him there, because you couldn't have somebody in who expected to play, because then they'll be out or they'll feel lied to, betrayed, whatever. People can tweet and say whatever they want, and then it looks bad. It looks bad if you bring somebody into play that's obviously not going to play. And honestly, a lot of people in the portal just, they understand that they're not going to play, so they're not going to come here. I think it is a perfect scenario of giving Clemson what it needs right now, which is not somebody who wants to play, but somebody who can be a practice player that can actually help the room become better, and then somebody who could potentially be a backup if it allowed. It's kind of like sometimes when, and I've said this before, when you bring somebody in, you're not sure what to do with your manager in baseball, so you hire a bench coach with managerial experience in case you need an interim. That bench coach doesn't have that much authority. He doesn't have that much power. But if you decide to make a change at manager, he becomes very important to have him in there. So I that's how I see this move in some respects.
Yeah, but I don't see a quarterback pushing DJ to where he's going to get any better. I really don't. I think before the year is over, I think shortly into the season, he's going to be on the bench. He'll have to be.
Hayden, I think a lot of people agree with you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes.
Absolutely. I think if you polled the fan base, I think that's what the vast majority of Clemson fans think. I'm not willing to do this because it's really early and because we still haven't seen Cade yet. We're still comparing actual DJ to a caricature at this point. And we always talk about how dangerous that is. I think I get in so many of these conversations now about something is going wrong at the moment. And people talk about how, back when such and such was playing or back when such and such was the coach, it was so much better. And you look back and that era wasn't that great. Like, it was fine. It was good. It might be better than this, but it wasn't that great. We are comparing like idealized versions of things past or future with the realistic present. But I think probably, I would say somewhere around 75% of fans think that Klubnik is eventually going to start and DJ's going to move out and either transfer or be the backup. Do you think that's a fair characterization here?
Yes, I do. And that's why I see there's a lot of similarities between the Trevor Kelly Bryant situation, but that same question, if you asked people that same question in January of 2018, it would have been nowhere near 75%.
I don't think it would have been that high. I think probably you were talking about more like 50. I think it maybe would have been a small majority, maybe.
Maybe. I don't remember a lot of people were in the Kelly B camp.
I don't remember there being a lot of people who thought that there would be a two quarterback system. I do remember that being some. There were some people who actually thought they would both play. You're not seeing that here. Like, nobody thinks that they're both playing.
True.
So that, I think that is a big difference, that we know now that you're going to have to pick one. And there were a lot of people who were trying to split the baby and pick both guys. Let's go to Paul, who's up with this next final phone call of the show.